Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I love family drama. And the older I get, the more I love creating it myself. But I had a way as a kid of always making sure I was placed at the right place for when something was going to happen. But there was one time when I was 10 years old that didn't work, because what was about to happen and was something that I couldn't anticipate and actually didn't understand until I was older. My grandpa had died that day, and in the afternoon we had gathered at my grandmother's house, and they were just pouring the coffee, and all of a sudden the doorbell rings, and they look out the window, and my grandmother gets up out of her chair. She hadn't said a word, and goes into the kitchen. My mother follows her, and my father stands up and is trying to decide where he's going to go. And my uncle says, "It's Henry." And I was the only one in the room that didn't know what that meant, because everybody was quiet, and some of them had flushed faces. And my father stood there, and finally, which was usually his role, even though this wasn't his birth family, he went to the door and opened it. And a man came in holding an envelope, and he was dressed in a very nice suit and tie. And he came in and he looked a lot like my grandfather, but he was smaller. And he didn't have quite the same aura about him, but he came in and he hardly came in more than maybe 6 inches inside the front door. And he handed my father this envelope, and my father thanked him very much. And my Uncle Henry, who wasn't even introduced, turned around and walked out, and my father shut the door and put the paper in the middle of the coffee table and sat down. So I knew it wasn't time for me to ask questions, because there was a tension in the room that I don't think I ever experienced in my family. And it was a while before, it was a little bit on the way home, I didn't really understand. But later, it was explained to me. And that was my grandfather's brother, who had not been seen in 30 years, because the brothers were not talking. And guess why? It was in that paper. Because the one brother didn't want to give the deed to keep by the other brother to the family plot. And so for 30 years, those guys didn't talk to each other. Their families, I didn't even know I had a great Uncle Henry. They didn't talk. There was no word about them. And apparently, they were working out the burial, and this brother decided to travel from York to Allentown to give that to his sister-in-law, who wouldn't come out of the kitchen and wouldn't speak to them. Wow. But I bet if we think about our families, there have been things over the years that have been we're not able to understand what was the big deal that caused this kind of tension and friction and anger. This story about forgiveness has stayed with me for 61 years. It's a lifelong learning that forgiveness is not just about what we are dealing with now, but often is a bigger part of our journey as we are informed by experiences from long ago. Forgiving is hard. It's easy to say, "I forgive you," but offering forgiveness and truly meaning it involves hard work. It involves trust and believing the best in people, tolerating things you don't like, seeing the world as a place where relationships are worth working for. Our lives, no matter what our families are like, are complicated. And often our hearts are resistant to forgiving and being forgiving. And many times that's for good reasons, maybe, but often it just isn't. Jesus is clear in his teachings and actions that forgiveness is critical in our life together and our life with him. We know that because Jesus commands that, and forgive, this is to be central in our lives. We learn that because that's the focus and the center of the prayer he gave for us. We know that because Jesus commands that forgiveness is to be central in our lives. We need to be forgiven and we need to forgive. Forgiveness is to be as critical to our well-being as eating and drinking and sleeping. Forgiveness is tough work. The goal of forgiveness that Jesus sets is not perfection. And he's about making the pain work for, not against us. I think that forgiveness is one of the hardest things that as Christians we have to talk about and deal with in our lives. And for years, I've avoided some of the key places where I need to pay attention to forgiveness in my life. It's hard to know that Jesus isn't looking for perfection, and we don't have to forgive perfectly. We just need to progress for it to be good. We just need to work at it. It's okay for us to feel angry, to feel offended, to feel wronged, to feel resentment, but it's not okay to live angry, to live offending people, to live being resentful, feeling wronged. I had this closet. We lived in our house for 37 years. And we had this closet that I kept putting things in that I really didn't want to deal with. And it was a good-sized closet. And, you know, we talked about it every once in a while. And if something came up that we didn't want to deal with, either my husband or I would say, well, put it in the closet. Put it in the closet. And we kept doing that 37 years. So my husband dies, the stinker, and stuck me with the closet. So I want to move, and I thought, okay, I'm going to open the closet and just deal with this. And it was like it blew up. Boxes were falling, and things were falling all over the place. And I couldn't even, I had to step back, and it took me days to clean it up. We have closets, each of us, of our hurts and our disappointments, and sometimes of our anger. And we don't know what to do about it, so we just keep shutting the door on it. We get this idea in our heads that forgiveness is a one-shot thing. Somebody does something, I forgive them. I do something, I'm forgiven. But forgiveness is a lifelong journey that each of us takes. And it's hard. And it brings us closer to God if we're blessed, which we are, because God is there. God is there to hear the pain that we've been living with, to offer some grace, some future for us to grab hold of and learn from and be different. Jesus' ministry modeled who we are to be as children of God. He gave us a prayer to remind us daily, and we're meant to be actively exploring where forgiveness is needed in our lives. And sometimes that forgiveness doesn't happen for decades. My grandmother died 10 or 12 years after my dad, my grandfather did. And I went to a college, a local college in Allentown, Lutheran, of course. And one day, you know, there weren't phones in 1972. There weren't cell phones. And my window, dorm window's open, and I hear this, Kate, Kate, from this, my mother's voice. And she's at the bottom of the window, and she's yelling up to me. And next to her is a man. And I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, I know him. Well, I did. I only met him to just look at him, because that's how short the time was. He was with our family when my grandfather died. But there was my mother bringing me to meet my Uncle Henry. And after decades, my mother decided enough was enough, and that it was time to forgive. And then I learned that sometimes things don't happen in our lifetimes, or even in the time that we would expect or need them to happen, but that God is at work and can work through each of us if we're open. And my mother was, and I learned from her. Forgiveness is a struggle. It's not about success, it's about growing. Forgiveness is working at it. Working at forgiveness is what's the point. I still struggle with things from 30 years ago. I don't know about you. I still pray about things that I wish I had done differently. More than that, or last week. Forgiveness and our dealing with it as followers of Jesus is an ongoing, everyday challenge, and it's an everyday gift. As God's children, we're meant to work at it. If we don't, we give up the gift of knowing and loving each other in the way Jesus teaches us with his life and resurrection. The heart of our need to forgive must be the desire to love and to grow and to care. I've liked this. I don't know where I found this, but it works for me. For the Jesus in me to talk to the Jesus in you is what this whole life is about. So I failed at that sometimes. And then there have been minutes in my life where somebody has reached out to me in a way that changed me through their forgiveness and their unconditional love in that moment. And that gives me hope. So tonight, as we pray this prayer together, the Lord's Prayer, I invite each of us. No, Jesus invites each of us to reach into our hearts and to pray for strength, to use the Jesus in each of us to forgive. It's a big task, but it's worth it. And it's worth it because the Spirit that lives in each one of us is working for us and is wanting us to love and care for each other, and is wants us to forgive and to feel the unbelievable forgiveness and unconditional love of Jesus. The people of God say,
Amen. Amen. Amen.